The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways, and it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
To have a nice time, don't need a life on the platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. Don't need a nice car to have a nice ride. Don't need a nice watch to have a nice time. Don't need a life on the platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. Trying to break in through the back door before they threw me in the struggle to the keyhole. In a room full of entertainers with bright callers, stars, ballers, just waiting on baby mamas. Let myself out through the window, hoping that you catch a glimpse of my hymn note. So this broken beat became the line that had been cast. All my thoughts that were asleep finally began to dance. Like, we all got shoes to fill. See, some of them hand me down, some of them kicks ain't real. My feet just can't stand still. We all got shows to fill. See some of them hand-me-downs. And you know that, cause I wore mine till the show's gone. Don't need a nice car to have a nice ride. Don't need a nice watch to have a nice time. Don't need a life on a platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. Don't need a nice car to have a nice ride. Don't need a nice watch to have a nice time. Don't need a life on a platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. I'm gonna open up a shop where you could come give any one of the nine lives we won't live. We'd also take trips you don't make with purple hair girls and habits you can't shake. Take it all in a box that be filled with hope. Deliver it in a day to your door. Oh, when you hold it in your hands and you dump it on the floor, it occurs to you in thought. Hope don't lose it on its own life. We all got shoes to fill. See, some of them hand me down, some of them kicks ain't real. My feet just can't stand still. We all got shoes to fill. See, some of them hand me down. Then you know that, cause I wore mine till the show's gone. Don't need a nice car to have a nice ride. Don't need a nice watch to have a nice time. Don't need a life on a platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. Don't need a nice car to have a nice ride. Don't need a nice watch to have a nice time. Don't need a life on a platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. I don't need it. I swear you best believe it. I ain't preaching, no teaching, just telling you that you don't need it. Don't need it. You don't need it. They don't.
Hey yo, Philly Phil, deuce deuce.
On parle de toi dans toutes les chansons, même si c'est pas vrai, t'inquiète, c'est bon. Si tu veux, je te laisse partir avec tout jusqu'au refrain. Rajoute un couplet là-dessus, puis on se retrouve à la fin. Au métro parc demain matin. De 200 mètres de haut, pourtant tu tiens dans ma main. 2 cm de trop en dehors du droit chemin. M'en rappeler, j'avais pas seulement soif de toi, mais aussi faim. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up, non, non. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Non, j'ai pas envie, non, 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 non. Non, non. Et je démarque partout sur le corps. Parfum Chanel, imprégné dans les draps. On fait le mal, je sais qu'il faudrait pas, mais ça tombe mal. J'suis déjà à ta porte. Chanel, imprégné dans les draps, on fait le mal. Je sais qu'il faudrait pas, mais ça tombe mal. T'es déjà dans mes bras. J'ai jamais osé m'approcher du feu. J'aurais jamais pensé pouvoir être de ceux qui t'appellent tartare, à qui tu penses fort. Mais le jeu de briquet non, si à force de brûler ce qui passe proche, proche. Ces temps-ci j'ai tendance à brûler tous ceux qui veulent rester proche, proche. Depuis day one, cancer de mon best chum. J'ai pas envie de fuck it up quand je m'apprête à fuck it up. Give it up, no. Et je démarque partout sur le corps. Parfum Chanel, imprégné dans les draps. On fait le mal, je sais qu'il faudrait pas, mais ça tombe mal. J'suis déjà à ta porte. Et je démarque partout sur le corps. Parfum Chanel.
welcome back to All Things McGill, CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm Rose, and today I'm interviewing Luke and Gabe, who are members of the Logo Band. I don't know what you guys would call it necessarily.
Like a rap duo, maybe?
A rap duo?
Amazing. I think of it as a collective.
A collective. Okay, perfect. And like, what brought you guys to Montreal in the first place?
Gabe, do you want to go first?
Well, McGill as a school, my parents were like, so I'm American, so it's a lot cheaper. So I got in and they're like, you were forcing you to consider this school now. I didn't want to come, but I'm glad I did because cool city and I've met a lot of good people. So that's what brought me here.
Where are you from in the United States?
Nashville, Tennessee.
I'm from South Carolina.
No way, the South. Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's so cool.
You're from Nashville. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's where in South Carolina?
Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Charleston. I've been to Charleston. What a good, oh my gosh. I love it when there's like four people I've met from the South and it's like always the best.
No, there's no one from the South at McGill, which is not surprising mm-hmm. in the slightest, but like, what are you going to do? Anyways, that's so cool to hear. Well, Nashville's like a big like music city, so it's not surprising at all that you have some like music influence from there, right? Okay, and Luke?
I'm from South Surrey, BC, and kind of came to McGill because for all the schools I applied to business except for McGill, and then last minute decided I didn't want to do business. That's why I'm here.
And you're doing CogSci, right? Both of you?
Yes.
And you're done now. You've graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so my next question is, how has Montreal or McGill shaped you as an artist?
I don't know about like as an artist, but I guess like as a person, it's opened me to more like viewpoints than I ever would have if I would have stayed home. Like, I feel like the people I've met have kind of opened me into a more, not that I wasn't like progressive and open-minded before, but just because like the people I cared about were so different from me, then it like forced me to open, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And I guess that shows through in the topics that I would write about or like will write about in the future.
For sure.
Yeah, for me, I think it just kind of made me a bit more open-minded about music and just forced me to listen to more different genres of music that otherwise I wouldn't have listened to. And I think probably borrow some inspiration from those in our songs.
How long have you guys been doing music in general? Or is it something that like recently developed, or has it been something that's been part of your lives for a long time?
Luke, you can speak on first if you want.
Well, I'm a classically trained piano player, like all good Asian kids are. So I started playing piano when I was like 4 years old.
And
did the whole RCM route and all that. And then kind of did a lot of music throughout high school. I just like picked up a bunch of instruments because that's what I was good at. School bands, after school bands, ensembles, but a lot of jazz stuff. And then it was kind of in grade 12, one of my best friends from high school is a filmmaker, and he was asking me if I could write a film score for him, for his short film, and that's kind of what got me into just music production. So that's kind of where it started.
For me, like my dad played guitar when I was a little kid, and then there was this music program in Nashville, like put on by the Metro Parks people or something, called Jam Band. And so they like put you in a little group and they like put you in a band and you perform at like the end of the academic cycle, basically. And so I did that for a few years. But that fizzled out by like the start of high school. And I didn't really do music in high school really. Like here and there, I would kind of like write like raps and stuff, but I would never like show anybody. And I had some friends on the basketball team, like one friend in particular, Jonte, like we always talked about rap and stuff, but it wasn't anything that we did. And I think over quarantine, or when I got to McGill, there's like pianos everywhere, so I started playing piano more again. And then over quarantine, I like really got into piano. And then Luke and I ended up on a Zoom one night just talking about music, and I was like, oh yeah, like I like rap. He's like, me too. And then we kind of made a little quick song, and then here we are.
Yeah, I was gonna ask how quarantine has shaped your music, and I guess in that sense it completely, I mean, brought you guys together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I knew who Luke was, and like we kind of, because of our major, ran in similar circles and like knew similar people, but never had really connected, I guess. And then the Zoom, that faithful Zoom, we like, we're talking about Avatar, like the show, The Last Airbender. And we made a song about that, which was like really fun. And then yeah, it was, after that, it, I think,
yeah, you go. Yeah, we wrote that in like one night too. So wrote, produced, mixed everything one night.
So do you guys do everything over Zoom, or do you have, like, are you guys in each other's bubbles, quote unquote, or how do you guys make music virtually?
Definitely over Zoom, because oh, yeah. I just came back to Montreal, so I was in South Surrey the whole time.
Oh,
so
wow.
Like for most of our sessions, mm-hmm. I was in South Surrey, so.
So we like, you like can share sound, and that's kind of how we've done it, like sharing sound over the Zoom. But we hopefully can meet up soon because it's warm now. And, like, do some stuff outside or something. Because that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, like. That would be great. Yeah, I feel like the warmth just brings so much opportunity, because when it's just winter outside, you really can't even see anyone you would usually see at a distance outside. Mm-hmm. So where can people find your music? Are you going to be on Spotify at any point, or are you just sticking to SoundCloud for now?
I think we're going to do SoundCloud and YouTube, and then I don't know how Spotify works, because I'm afraid that they charge you, but I actually haven't looked into it at all. But like, maybe, but for now it's just SoundCloud and YouTube, I feel like.
Yeah, we're starting our YouTube channel, so hoping for like a wider audience.
That's so cool. Well, okay, I was gonna ask, because I know McGill is pretty much, I mean, it's very academic. There are not a lot of music related opportunities unless you're specifically like in the music faculty, and for film stuff too. So, I mean, I was gonna ask, you guys seem to have been interested in music before McGill. Did you guys ever consider, did either one of you ever consider going to school for music, or was it ever, or was it always something that was just like on the side?
I did, so like when I was like doing like my classical piano and all that, it was like a lot of work. So by like 11 years old, I was like practicing like 5 or 6 hours a day and really hated that. Yeah. But it's like, you know, the typical Asian parent thing, you know. But it was like, I feel like making it professional, like kind of going to school for music and like going through like the classical route, or like even as a jazz, if you go as a jazz pianist, that's still like a lot of hours and a lot of pressure. And so never really considered it as anything more than a hobby for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like the same. Like it never was like the band I was in as a kid, like we only ever did covers, so it was never like we were making our own stuff, and like it fizzled right as we were starting to make our own stuff, so I never like got the chance to feel any sense of ownership necessarily.
Yeah.
So I feel like that played into kind of keeping it as like a side thing. But now I'm graduated, so I just got all this time to do things I want to do.
Are you guys planning on like, well, you're making your YouTube channel, so what is the YouTube channel going to look like? Are you going to have music videos, or is it just going to be like audio for your songs? Like, what's the...
I think it'd be fun to make some music videos. Like,
sure.
Because Montreal is like a really good city for like any kind of backdrop you want. So I think that'd be good. You just got to get over the fear, but like people are going to be looking at you weird when you're filming a music video, like in the middle of the street. But I think it'd be fun.
That's true.
Yeah. Should print out like business cards with our SoundCloud on it.
Low key, we could staple it to the, to like poles and stuff.
Oh my gosh. That would
what if we
so
get the
cool.
stickers?
Yeah, wait, like some QR codes.
What's your SoundCloud username? Is that the expression? I don't know.
Mine is Z-Produces.
Okay.
Mm.
And
mine is like a bunch of numbers and letters. It's like a random URL, so I can't even.
So do you post all the logo songs on your account, Luke?
We post on both of our accounts.
Oh, okay.
But
mm-hmm.
I think in the future we might move towards YouTube, just because we have like one channel for YouTube. Think that might be a little better,
yeah,
a little cleaner.
Well, if you guys ever need to record anywhere, CKUT has a music studio that you can, it's like fully operational, and so you can just book a time slot and go in. We've been thinking about expanding things to like music videos and things like that. I mean, CKUT has so many resources and it fills that gap that McGill kind of causes, because it doesn't necessarily provide all of those things that non-music faculty people want and need. And CKUT isn't necessarily like directly affiliated with McGill. It's more a Montreal thing. And then whether you're a McGill student or not, you still have access to those resources, just because, I mean, the goal is better music, right? So.
Oh my God, we need to do that. That sounds awesome.
It's a really cool studio. Like, it's the best. And.
Yo.
I'll have to ask, I'll get back in touch with you guys about like how to book something, because things might have changed with COVID, but I think it's just like, you know, typical cleaning procedures and everything else is fine. But since you guys are in the same city now, you know,
business.
How have I not heard of CKUT until this year?
Seriously?
That's crazy. I mean, I would see it when I walk up university, like the sign. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first club that drew my attention, because I'm not necessarily like, I'm a poli-sci student, but, and I really like my major and everything that I learn, but I don't really identify with the community that surrounds it. So I'm more so like on the music creative side of things. And so CKUT was initially the thing that drew me in the most. And I just like started volunteering. And eventually one person, I was friends with someone who had a show, and then she moved and she gave my roommates and I the show. And so we just took it under our wing 2 years ago, and we've had it ever since.
That's so cool.
Damn, that's
one
crazy
thing about CKUT is that the like 90.3, is the I don't know what it's called, the frequency, like I don't know,
the station
is the same number as the like the NPR station in Nashville. So like I would see that all the time and immediately think of like 90.3 WPLN Nashville Public Radio.
That's so funny, because the one in Charleston is 90.3 is like it was the cool pop music station. So it's the one that I would visit the most frequently. And so I was always drawn to the number, especially.
It is a good number.
It is a good number. Anyways, yeah, so you guys should definitely look at those resources, because I mean, McGill, a lot of the time when we have bands on the show, we end up just talking crap about the McGill resources, because I was really into like film things and I wanted to record things all the time, and getting cameras and everything like that, it was just in microphones. I always had like my friends do it instead of me, because they're in the music faculty, so they always got those things more easily.
That's one thing that like I've noticed when I went to visit my friends in at school in Tennessee, like at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, they have so many more resources and like the ability to like rent stuff out. And part of that is like they're paying an ungodly amount of tuition, but
exactly.
Also, it would be nice if I could rent out like a nice mic.
No, for sure. My friends at Clemson, especially, they have so many resources all the time. Like my friend was starting a YouTube channel at the same time when I was like struggling to find, you know, tools to make things I wanted to make. And she was just like, yeah, I just rented this and this. And I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, CKT nice. Like attempts to fill in that gap. So anyways. Yeah.
Well, 100%. I'm interested in that. If it can work, the studio thing, it'd be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it was so cool when we were able to use like the live studio to film the radio show. Cause it was always just like, we would find a band randomly and be like, okay, meet us at 10:30, like at this address, and we'll just do the thing live. So everybody would bring their like guitars and amps and everything. And we would be able to just do all the music live, which was like kind of high pressure, but at the same time, it required a lot less like planning and editing, which was really nice.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It is what it is. I think things will be like, maybe by the summer, we'll be able to go into the studio again. And then we can have you on and you guys can actually like rap and stuff.
Crazy. That'd be crazy.
Wait, so who sings? Is it both of you?
Yeah. Luke, do you say that you sing?
Not very good at it, but yeah.
Well, I remember Armand always like goes to the CogSci versus neuroscience Jeopardy things, and I think you made a rap last time.
Yeah, that's the thing that brought me and Gabe together. It was, I think, on the Zoom call I was showing him the rap.
Really?
For like the neurocogsci rap.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, it was super low budget though.
No, it was cool though. And you guys talk a lot about, I mean, you guys talk a lot about quarantine in your songs too, I noticed.
Oh yeah.
That's kind of like the
theme, I guess, or the what connects, like, so we're trying to work on like a 5 or 6 song, like a little EP mixtape type thing right now. And that's kind of what ties all the songs together. Like it'll be like the things we enjoy in quarantine, or the stuff that sucks about it. Like the fact that curfew is 8 p.m. for so long. So yeah, I feel like how has quarantine affected our music? It's like the thing that our music is about. For now.
No, for sure. While I think that sometimes everybody's like, oh, I don't like talking about quarantine and all of this, at the same time, it's very comforting to hear media or see media or hear media that addresses quarantine, because it reminds me that we're all doing it at the same time and we're all going through it. Because I mean, before the summer or before the spring weather hit, I couldn't even imagine that anyone else was going through this at the same time. And then when summer hit and everybody came crawling out of their houses, I was like, oh, there are other people here who have been going through this in Montreal forever. And I don't know, I find it really comforting to hear, like, you know, anecdotes and allusions to quarantine. So that's just my
take. I feel like I try not to talk too much about it, because then it's like, we all know that we're in a pandemic. Like,
yeah,
we get it. Like, I don't want to like do it too much, but also I feel like it's hard, or like, like you can't ignore it, you know.
Exactly. So
like in the context of a pandemic, it's okay to like mention it a few times.
Yeah, I think of it more as just like our subjective experiences more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Other than revolving around the quarantine, it's more revolving around our experiences and what we're going through. And I think that's a bit more relatable than just as what Gabe was saying.
Okay, if there are, so obviously I'm gonna play a couple songs on the radio show. So if two or three songs that you would want to be played, which ones would they be?
Well, we got two songs.
Oh,
yeah. We're working on a third.
Okay. So. Okay. So isn't there, what's the first one called?
First one's called Gear Shift.
Gear Shift. And isn't there one named Rose?
Rosie, yeah, that's
Rosie. Okay, that's the second one. What can I say? Okay. So yeah. I'll play those two songs.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so I think we can wrap up the recorded part. Thank you so much for listening to CKT 90.3 FM. Especially thank you to Luke and Gabe for talking to me today. And tune in next time. If you guys want to say something.
Check us out. Check out our SoundCloud and our YouTube when it's up and functional.
Our YouTube channel is called Logo Space Music.
Okay.
Go.
Amazing.
Plug.
Yeah, little plug.
Yo, Luke, I gotta. I was bored and then I found board games. Thanks to Hugo for putting me onto that train. He said all aboard and now my time gets eaten up like when plants meet omnivores. I'm falling forward, but that's how therapy feels. Less pressure, that's how mental clarity feels. Investing in myself, not suppressing me. Impressing just myself, dressing sexily. Fuck a cover charge, bruh, cause I flex for free. On a walk in the park, that's my recipe. No more 4 p.m. darkness, that's best for me. Planting seeds for success, no sesame. But what I'm doing right now won't show on a stat sheet. Gotta stay even like Kobe or a backbeat. Got more soul than a motherfucking track meet. Bro, you oughta know logos bringing that heat. Like it was Jimmy Butler, smooth as butter, flow runny. I'm feeling like a king with the raps, oh mummy. I put on for my city while y'all sounded so generic. I got two raised to 2K, handed to Chris or Derek. I'm saying quarantine got me making records, EPs. And with Luke, this shit is stupid easy. Working our way to the top like ZZ. Nothing fake, give me no BBs.
Cut the torch,
that was lit.
COVID got me back to chilling in my crib. Looking like a fat cat, mother feeding me like a pig. Divine king crab smothered in garlic, yeah. Lamb skewer with the cumin and egg fried rice. I'm a true consumer, food coma every night. Boiled dumpster by the handful, eating till I am full. I am more than thankful, oh man. Only at home in the land of excess. No longer alone, no longer constantly cleaning up my own mess. Heck, no longer forced to be woken up to my neighbors having overly loud sex. Now I spend 9 to 5 half dressed, exposed thighs and calves, wearing slippers in the matching set. Dashing fresh, watch my styles evolve, then my fashion's blessed. Flying miles above, fucking yes, goddamn hot man's in the beat, yeah. God's plan, got my hands on the keys, yeah. Thoughts run across my mind on the sheets, yeah. My logo spitting rhymes on top of these tracks. Rocking MIDI keys and smoking some weed, yeah. Talking silly shit I do in quarantine, yeah. Hoping for the day all my friends be bopping to the song like we're back in 2019, yeah.
One take.
This is Logo.
Like a mic check, check.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Mic check, here we go. My headlight beams in the distance into the darkness and all of its reaches. I can see the dance that Venus performs, the one that deceives us. Shoulder checking for my blind spots, introspecting for my mind stops. To go left or right, I don't really know. I let my intuition grab the wheel and guide me where to go.
The clock hits 8 and it feels like I'm in prison. I could talk all day, these 4 walls would never listen. Hard to not think about the life I could be living. Days tick by, stuck inside like I'm vision. Listen up, been slipping up, I'm in a rut. My car apart, transmission's fucked, I'm living stuck. It's hard to start when there's no momentum. A boat with no sails or a horse with no giddy up.
Driving bit faster than I should be driving.
Sitting in my room, no gas in the tank.
But that's okay, I'm chasing the thrill.
Listening to tunes, emotions are blank.
Nada. Past the ambient farm signs on the rolling hill. Past that willow, you know, the one with the tilt.
I never thought life could look so still. After so long, it's hard to be fulfilled. Curfew got pushed back, great. Gonna go on hella walks past 8. Just a fella talking straight. Damn, I wanna go out late with you.
To that place, cross the avenue.
that beach, that pier with the now blackened view. The coffee shop that I promised to take you, but it's too late, it's now something new. Yeah,
new addition is the shit that I've been listening to, exploring in the city, places that I never been to,
seeing lost souls wander on the streets, and the movie theater slowly concedes defeat. I know it's bleak, but maybe like my side view mirror, hope appears far, but in fact it's a bit near.
Vaccine, good to hear, everybody getting shots at the club in the air, everybody sipping shots.
Yeah, driving a bit faster than I should be driving,
keep it pushing, all gas, no brakes,
but that's okay, just trying to feel alive,
having fun, writing dumb shit to fill up my day, poetry.
All the lights strewn across the horizon, what a sight, on this wounded night, everything seems alright.
A summer 21, or shit, just autumn, vaccines, got them, future looking bright.
We'll be right back. Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. Travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Make the hills, the system is shot. I'm living on pills, for which I thank God. My animal howls, my angels upset, but I'm not allowed a trace of regret, for someone will you the thing I could not be. My heart will be hurt, impersonally. She'll step on the path. She'll see what I mean. My will cut in half and freedom between. For less than a second, our lives will collide. The endless suspended. The door open wide. Then she will be born to someone like you. What I left undone, she will certainly do. I know she is coming, and I know she will look. And that is the longing, and this is the hook. I can't make the hills. The system is shot. I'm living on pills, for which I thank God. My page was too white, my ink was too thin. The day wouldn't write what the night penciled in. But I know she is coming, and I know she will look. That is the longing. This is the hook.
But if you let her see that man say, look, look, ah. that you're not that shy. Let her see that man say the word. Show her you're the type of guy.
Two step.
Hey, you ever need a guy, a partner for a week? You pull in my direction and just come and follow me. We'll meet up on the floor and maybe do the twerk. So show me what you got in terms of
fancy footwork. 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 Fancy footwork.
Tell me where the wind is blowing, 'cause that's where the music's going. Tony. You are my big dark blue and I want to swim all around you. You are the sweetest melody I ever sung. I feel like I know you, but you're just a ghost to me. And when I sit beside your shadow, somehow it comforts me. You are the sweetest melody I've never sung. Sweetest melody I've never sung. That fits in your arms as much. And when I try to fill it up, the hole gets bigger every time. You are the sweetest melody I've ever sung. You are the sweetest melody I've ever sung. You are the sweetest melody I've ever sung.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
Kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM. Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Hi, my name is Nancy Angilak. Today is May 11th, 2021. Welcome to Nipivut. Today, Tina Pisukti speaks with community organizer Paige Kimiksana about her work with Toronto Inuit Association and being a social media influencer, and interviews community advocate Olivia Aiki about her advocacy work. We also play Inuktitut music, so keep listening. Nancy Angilu yunga udlumi May 11, 2021. Tungasukitini pibukkunno. Ullumi Tina Pisukti Kakata Kangnakto Page Kimiksana Dunga Toronto Mi Inuit Association Kunmi Ikakivikut Pidagitikiso Amma Olivia Aiki Pidagitak Tanganu Inukitu Tusang Nang Nami Gunaragiti